All right, Shabbos, good morning. Let's continue. So we left off yesterday. We left off yesterday on the packets that I left you on paragraph Zion, page Yud Ches, paragraph Zion. So if you remember again, the Ramchal highlighted this incredible yisod, this incredible and overwhelming idea that life is a milchama. And there's always a milchama, there's always a battle. There's a battle in front of you, there's a battle in back of you. There's a battle with poverty, and there is a battle with wealth. There is a battle, mamish, with anything and everything. So writes the Ramchal, "Bim yiyel ben chayil, v'yinatzach hamilcham mikolat tzadin." And if a person will be a valiant warrior, and go ahead, and overcome the battle from all angles, hu ye adam hashalim asher yiske ladabik b'boro. So it's actually quite amazing. So what the Ramchal says, what's the metric of a successful life? The metric of a successful life is how well you are able to wage your battles. The person who is able to go ahead and wage the battles from all directions, right? The person who is able to go ahead and fight the fight that need to be fought from all directions, that'll be a person who is shalim, and that'll be a person who will be privileged to have dveikus, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yitzim in Apros Darazah, the Kanis Petraklin Le'arba Arachayim. Ukufi Ashir, the Rosh says, here we go. Ukufi Ashir, Asher Kavash Es Yisrov Etavosov. Venisrachek Min Hamarchikim Osome Hato, Venishtad Ladabik Bo, Kenya Sigeovi Yismach Bo. So Rosh says, so what is the battle? What is the war? So the Ramchal is talking about all of these wars that are in front of me, in back of me, on the side of me, wars everywhere. And as Ramchal just said, to the best of my ability to fight my battles, that will determine my life's success. And then Ramchal says, so what's the battle? What's the battle? The battle is the ability to rein in your yetzer, your inclinations, predispositions, proclivities, v'tavosov, and your desires. V'nisrachik min amarchikim osu minatov, and your ability to distance yourself from those things which distance you from achieving your ultimate good. We'll say that's the battle. That's the battle. The battle in life is reigning in your yetzer. The battle in life is distancing yourself ultimately again, or reigning in your desires. And the battle in life is going ahead and distancing yourself from those things which serve to distance you. Each and every one of us in life has things which distance us from what Ramchal calls the Tova Amiti, the ultimate good that I am striving towards. The more you rein in your Yetzer, the more you rein in your desires, and the more you identify and rein in those things that are holding you back from achieving your Tova Amiti, that's the battle. That's the battle in life, or those are the battles in life. And the more successful you are in each of those respective things, the more you are able to achieve a level of dveikus, the more you are able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in this world, as well as, of course, ultimately in the next. Page Yotes. Vim tamik od ba'inyin. And if you delve into this a bit further, tira, ki ha'olam nivra l'shimush adam. I'll say this is actually quite beautiful. You will find, it's really very beautiful, that the world was created to serve man. This is an incredibly important idea. See, sometimes we think, and it's a very actually un-Jewish approach, that we think that the world is something we have to run from. And even material pleasure is something we have to run from. But in reality, that is not the truth. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, He created it for us. The entire world, you know, I mentioned this story, this is the famous story of Rav Cook, Rav Aaron Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, was stuck in Switzerland during World War I. He went on a fundraising trip to Europe. He got stuck in Switzerland during World War I. So the story is told that he one day asked his host to take him to see the Alps. So the host was a bit surprised. You know, he said, I don't remember if Rav Cook was the Rav of Yafo, if he was already the Rav of Yerushalayim by this time, I'm not exactly sure. But the host was a bit surprised. You know, essentially saying that the Rav lives in Eretz Yisrael, what? So there are different versions of the story. But essentially, Rav Cook said to his host, Do you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just created the Alps for the Gentiles? In other words, that you know, we have Yerushalayim, Baltimore, Borough Park, Lakewood, Williamsburg, you know, Montreal, Gateshead. Like, that's for us. The rest of the stuff, like the nice stuff in the world, that's all for the Gentiles. So it's an incredibly profound story, because ultimately, again, what Rav Kook was saying is that everything in this world was created for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was created for Am Yisrael. So he says, Kia olam nivra l'shivah sh'adam. Everything was created to serve us. Amnam hine hu omed b'shikol gadol. But the world stands in an incredible balance. If a person ultimately, again, is pulled after the material world, and as a result, distances himself from his creator, it was this incredible idea. So the world was created for us, but the world only serves its true purpose if at the end of the day, it serves to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If at the end of the day, a person follows after his desires, his taivas, his yetzer, and as a result, he uses the material world to distance himself from God, then what? Hunehum is kalkel. Man ruins himself. Umekalkel ha'olam imo. And he ruins the world along with him. Ve'im sholei tu ba'atzmo. V'nidbak beboro, but if a person controls himself, clings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mishtamish min ha'olam, rak lios l'lisyo l'avodas baro, uses the material world, but uses it as a bridge to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then hu mis'ala, va'olam atzma mis'ala imo. Then a person is uplifted, and ultimately, again, the world is uplifted with him. Then I will say, now this is an incredibly important idea. Where is the paradigmatic example of this? Paradigmatic example of this? Was Adam HaRishon. What did Adam HaRishon do? What did he do? He used, God said, the world is yours. The world is yours. Use it. Enjoy it. Partake of it. See it. Eat from it. Whatever you want, enjoy it. Just one issue. You have to use it in your service of me. For Adam HaRishon, that was manifest in, don't eat this. Don't eat this. Enjoy everything else. Don't eat this. What does Adam HaRishon do? He eats this. What did he effectively do? He, instead of using the world as a vehicle, as a springboard to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what? He unfortunately used it as a way of driving a wedge between himself and God. What happens when you use the material world as a way of driving a wedge between you and God? You ruin yourself and you ruin the world around you. That's what happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for us. If you use it in the right way, you use materialism responsibly, you use the physical world in a holy fashion, you uplift the world, you uplift yourself. You get lost in materialism and use it as a way of driving a wedge between yourself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You bring yourself down and you bring the world down. Ki hine ilui gadohu labriyas kulam biyosu misham she'adam ha'shalim ha'mekudosh b'ktushasa yisbarach. As we'll say, you know what, actually, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with this next statement, or I should say, the furthering of this concept in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Thank you.